Welcome back to Turf Show Times podcast. I'm Kenneth Arthur, and I'm here with a special edition of the podcast. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and choosing Turf Show Times. But what we got to get into is the news that the Rams have signed Odell Beckham Jr. for the rest of the 2021 season and playoffs, and it's going to happen. So it's been speculated. I think if you are a reasonable person, you speculated that the Rams would sign Odell Beckham Jr. because the Rams always get involved with name players, good players, or just name players sometimes. They do like, this is the thing that I think really could get underestimated when it comes to how Les Snead does business, because and how he builds a roster, because there's so much focus on this cost-controlled first-round talent, draft picks, 4 years, and blah, 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 blah. Everybody always talks about, why don't the Rams have first-round picks? Haven't had a first-round pick since 2016, traded the pick in 2017, traded the pick in 2018, traded two picks in 2019, traded two picks in 2021. And those last two trades resulted in the acquisitions of Jalen Ramsey and Matthew Stafford. Maybe the two biggest reasons the Rams are 7-2 right now. By the way, I don't know if anyone really talks about that. That Les Snead's last two trades of two first round. And remember, pretty much lauded, you know, these moves were not given good grades. So, and nobody ever goes back and says, hey guys, just want to apologize for criticizing that Rams trade. Meant to say something earlier about how stupid I look for saying that the Rams overpaid for Jalen Ramsey. No, you don't get those reports. You just get more grades. So of things that turn out, you know, not to be quite true. And so that's how the Rams have gone so many years without a first round pick in the draft. And I think what we're also seeing from a lot of players is sometimes you get those players in the first round or et cetera who produce a lot as a rookie. And I think we have to face the fact that as the NFL evolves, it seems like the talent and the stars are getting younger and younger. Players are aging out faster and sooner and earlier and younger. And it's hard to see it that way because Tom Brady is 44, 45 almost, and Andrew Whitworth is going to turn 40 soon. So it's hard to see it that way, and because they show you a few older guys and say, wow, this is never done, right? But don't lose sight of the fact that running backs, it's so hard to find one that's over 30 anymore. Wide receivers, it's becoming harder and harder to find any of them under 30. I mean, look at Julio Jones, who's 32, and already that is makes him one of the oldest starting or wide receivers period in the NFL. Cooper Kupp, I believe, is 29. I know that him and Robert Woods are 28, 29. So that's something to think about just in terms of I understand why people like and why fans like first round picks. I don't understand why fans like rookies. I understand why I like those things. I understand why teams in certain positions acquire more and more first round picks as they want to build out their roster. But the Rams haven't been in that position for quite some time. As soon as, you know, the trade for Jared Goff, that may not have worked out even in their favor in the way that was really expected. It did do enough, of course, in the first couple of years with Sean McVay to get to a Super Bowl. But the point being, in 2017, when the Rams were able to get to 11-5 with Sean McVay, go from, you know, worst offense to the highest scoring offense, and everything changed so quickly with that move to Los Angeles and getting, you know, setting the stage by setting up Jeff Fisher for failure and firing within a year, which, hey, I guess, if it works, it works. So it went over to Sean McVay, and then you sign Andrew Whitworth, and then you sign Robert Woods, and then you draft, yeah, then you draft Cooper Kupp, very fortunate draft pick there, drafted Tyler Higbee that year, and traded for Sammy Watkins, and you remember the stories, and Todd Gurley, and et cetera, et cetera. But what with all of that, once the Rams got into a position of like being like, hey, now we're 11-5. Now we're the first scoring team. Hey, now we're in the Super Bowl. Well, now you're not the Rams of the Jeff Fisher era or the earlier, even worse eras. You know, you're back to being the Rams of the 99 era. And hey, looking at that, you could say, hey, well, what prevented that Rams team from becoming a dynasty? When it should have been, above all other teams that should have been dynasties, you would have think it should have been the Rams. You know, for the Rams and the Patriots to go in such opposite directions following 2001, you know, really sets up what the Rams could have had if things went differently. And now, you know, that same organization, new city, obviously, and lots of new people there in the building. But overall, just saying, great, well, what didn't that team do? What does this team need to do to make sure that after that Super Bowl in 2019, it keeps going? So you keep acquiring the talent in whatever way you can. And Odell Beckham Jr. is the 15th first-round pick, former first-round pick, so I picked in the first round, that Les Snead has acquired since 2017, in less than 5 years. I should say 14. Austin Corbett is 15. He was pick 33. But you also have a lot of second round picks and third round picks. And I don't know why we can't acknowledge that for what it is. If Les Snead, who cares if Les Snead didn't draft Jalen Ramsey? He got Jalen Ramsey as Jalen Ramsey was entering his prime. That's when you want Jalen Ramsey. Look at the Jaguars. You know, they had the younger Jalen Ramsey, who was a first team all pro, whatever, but they didn't get, I don't think they got the best Jalen Ramsey. And of course, the Jaguars don't have Jalen Ramsey. The Jaguars have Kalavon Chaisson and Travis Etienne. That's what they got for Jalen Ramsey. So I think moving those picks. Now, look, I'm feeling very energized and hyped up, and you're feeling that right now. You're bearing the brunt of just being like, I can't believe that this isn't seen. I can't believe that this isn't seen. That Les Snead and the Rams and Sean McVay, I mean, no, everybody talks about the draft picks because you obsess over them. You obsess over these draft picks. So many draft picks fail. So many draft picks disappointment. It's like we want the fantasy more than we want the reality because we think fantasy is better than reality. And you know, time and time again, we're proven, I think, wrong on that, that reality is the true mark of an interesting story. So that is just a fantasy with all these first-round picks. And while some of the first-round picks acquired don't really matter and don't really count, like Blake Bortles, now there aren't a lot of Blake Bortles is what I'm saying in this whole list. Here, I'll read it off for you. Sammy Watkins, Brandon Cooks, Ndamukong Suh, Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, Dante Fowler, Jalen Ramsey, Clay Matthews, Blake Bortles, Leonard Floyd, Matthew Stafford, Sony Michel, Von Miller, and Odell Beckham Jr. in less than 5 years. Some of those guys have been great. Stafford, even Floyd. I was about to say Von Miller. I guess I'm predicting that one. Jalen Ramsey, you know, of course, in 2018, Sue, Peters, Talib, Cooks. I mean, everything that happened for 2018, you can say, like, the fact that the Rams added those guys and got to the Super Bowl and built off of 2017, because it would have been very easy to fall backwards after 2017, but to move forward in 2018 and to establish yourself as like, hey, we're the Rams. You want to play with this team. Like then 9-7 was, not great, but kept the hope alive. And then last season, winning a playoff game, going to Green Bay, Lambeau, having the number one defense, growing that Sean McVay tree even much, much more with Brandon Staley and then Joe Barry, who, by the way, as the Packers defensive coordinator this year, is considered, you know, maybe one of the big names that'll be a head coaching candidate this year. So again, it's like, yeah, you got all these other good things that continue to happen for the Rams. And then all the moves this year to say, okay, again, we build off of that. We don't slow down. You know, and that's what was really going on is like after 2017, they put the gas pedal on. And then after 2020, they're putting the gas pedal on. They're saying, fuck this. We're going for it. I didn't sign up for some, you know, damn 11-6 season, you know, or whatever. We didn't come for no 11-6 season. And that's the true almost any year, right? It's like you got to put on a show. You got to put on something entertaining. And that's either going to be a team that wins a lot or it's going to be a team that has really interesting personalities. It's going to be a team that, you know, scores a lot of touchdowns. And that's what everything, and the Rams qualify for all three of those. But it's just anything that happened, this is what I think sometimes in life, which is sometimes it's like, why didn't I my regrets might be just buried into this idea of like seeing someone else and going like, oh, if I had just like that, I could have done that. I could have been that person over there that I am a little jealous of right now. It wasn't something that I had to, you know, that I would be born with. I think it's like so many things that we feel like are in, like, oh, it's just genetic or it's inherent or, you know, it's like, I wasn't that, that's not my destiny. That's not my fate. You know, that's where we believe that we have these destinies or these fates. But sometimes you look over there and you just go, it realizes to me more and more as I get older, when I see that person over there, I go, oh my God, yeah, I could have been that. I could have done that. I just would have had to have done it. And that's life sometimes. It's just like the reason you're not doing it is because you're just not doing it. Oh, why don't I exercise? You know, because you don't. I mean, that's it. I think like when I looked at someone who like I used to be a much heavier guy. I lost half of my body weight. And I think for a long time, it wouldn't even have occurred to me to be like, well, how, I don't even know how to, I couldn't have been a fit guy. It's like, oh yeah, no. I would have just had to have ate better and maybe exercised sometimes. And that wasn't me. And it's just like all these other teams, what are the excuses for the other teams that aren't the Rams? Because everybody would have said the Rams didn't have the ability to trade for Matthew Stafford, and they did it. They just said they wouldn't have had enough cap space to trade for Von Miller, and they did it. And he said they wouldn't have had enough cap space or targets to go around for Odell Beckham, and they did it. And it's like that was one team that picked up the three biggest names that moved teams in 2021. And what are the other 31 teams doing? I mean, I don't understand. I thought the point of showing up was to win the Super Bowl. That's what I believe. And you can be the Lions if you want to be, you know, say like, okay, well, the Lions couldn't have gone for the Super Bowl this year. And it's like, yeah, great. I appreciate what the Lions are doing. That's fine for the Lions. But what about the Panthers? You know, the Panthers fire everybody. What are you doing? The Panthers could have had Matthew Stafford. They didn't want to give up the number 8 pick. So instead, they traded a second round pick and a fourth round pick and a sixth round pick for Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold didn't just cost $5 million this year. They also picked up his fifth year option and fully guaranteed it for $18 million next year. So you added Sam Darnold for all that money and you gave up a second round pick. Now it looks like you could be such a bad team that your second round pick is maybe only 5 spots behind the Rams' first round pick. So this whole thing that people have in their minds of, I heard first round pick, so shut up, everything else. I just heard first round pick. Doesn't matter if it's the number 1 pick or the number 32 pick. Yes, it does. They're so much different because you only get Jalen Ramsey, Von Miller, and Odell Beckham Jr. with top 15 picks or top 5 picks. You only get Matthew Stafford that way. Leonard Floyd was the number 9 pick. You know, Matthew Stafford was the number 1 pick. Jalen Ramsey was the number 5 pick. Dante Fowler was the number 3 pick. Von Miller was the number 2 pick. Odell Beckham was the number 12 pick. Okay. Marcus Peters was the number 18 pick. Aqib Talib, he was number 20. Sue, number 2. Watkins, number 4. All these guys that you don't get unless A, you draft them, which means you had to suck, or B, you trade for them, you sign for them, which meant you had to say, we don't want to suck. And the Rams were this team. And I don't know what the other teams are doing. And I'm not even saying that the Rams are like the best team right now. It still came off of a loss to the Titans without Derrick Henry, which is concerning. But I still, I don't know. Like, for me, maybe I'm ready to live my life. I'm not ready to sit here anymore and look at the person across from the courtyard at me and say, well, why? I could have been that. I could have done that. Why didn't I do that? It was right there in front of you. You know, I like read a book recently, which doesn't happen that much, but I read Dune. And it was sitting on my shelf for 3 years. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not a kind of guy that can read Dune. I'm not that guy. And then you know what you do? You just pick it up and you fucking do it. And I think that's what I appreciate about the Rams, is whether it's ownership, Stan Kroenke giving all the, you know, the go ahead to Les Snead and Sean McVay to do whatever they needed to do to win games. You know, but plus, I think it's just a partnership with this idea of creating the most entertaining spectacle that you can. And the NFL is the highest rated show on television. I think I don't even know if there are any more shows on television other than that and like Masked Singer. But those are like, that's the thing that people watch, you know, 15 million people tuning in for like a really big game, 25 million people for a bigger game, you know, 100 million people for the Super Bowl. And damn it if the Rams aren't the team that should be playing in that Super Bowl. Damn it if the team that you want to see in front of 100 million people isn't the one that just signed Odell Beckham Jr. I know that you signed, I thought when I started this podcast, I was going to talk about Odell Beckham Jr., of course, and instead you've heard what it turned into, because you can listen to someone else's podcast about Odell Beckham Jr. I'm going to tell you stats that you've heard 50,000 times. I'm going to tell you my opinion of what's going to happen, even though it's a total fabrication. You know, it's a fantasy. Again, like I said, we're like looking to the future. Nobody predicted that when Beckham went from the Giants to the Browns that he would, you know, suck this bad and be so uninteresting. And maybe he'll be uninteresting with the Rams. Very possible. But this was the story. And the Rams once again made themselves the story. I'm excited by it. I don't know if he's going to play well, but, you know, the way that we've seen how players, I do think that he's totally capable of being a guy who didn't try as hard as he could have with the Browns. And maybe now being in a position where it's like, hey, there's primetime games left. There's playoffs. There's playing with Matthew Stafford and Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey and being like this whole, and Von Miller and being this kind of like whole, like, hey, let's make this the most star-studded team of all time. So, that could motivate him to be big on the biggest stages. But more than anything, it doesn't really matter as much. It might not matter as much if he's motivated, if he's not as fast as he once was, and he's not as skilled as he once was, which could potentially be the case too. So we'll find out soon, but that's what we're excited about. And Monday Night Football against the 49ers is going to be a show, and the Rams are the greatest show on earth, at least, right? I didn't even say the thing. I'm just saying, like, on earth, this is what is here to watch. So that's it for this episode of Turf Show Times. I'm Kenneth Arthur. Go ahead and subscribe, like, go back.